Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 30th of August, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont, and buckle up, everybody, because with me today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hey, it's so nice to be back.
It is so nice to have you back. I'm super excited to get to chat with you again. And we're going to talk about, as per tradition, we're going to talk about stuff you've been watching lately.
Yeah, I've had plenty of time to do that lately as I continue to recuperate.
All right.
One of the things that has been a theme for me and my wife has been stuff that is uplifting and enjoyable. Mm-hmm. There's so many people who are afflicted. So many people who are in trouble. There's fires, there's floods, there's COVID. And the last thing we want to do is entertain ourselves by seeing people get shot. I mean, that's just not on our plate right now.
I get
so
that.
So the things I'm going to talk about are things that are uplifting and peaceful and happy and entertaining and family-oriented. And I'm sure many of you out there feel that way too. So I hope you follow along with us as I talk about some of my favorite shows.
All righty. Well, what have you got up first?
Up first is Virgin River Season 3 on Netflix. When it came out in July, Season 3, it was the number one show on Netflix for weeks and weeks.
Okay.
Virgin River is about a Los Angeles nurse who's married to a doctor. There's a car accident. He passes away. She decides to get a new life going by moving to Northern California, where she takes a job with a country doctor in a little town called Virgin River. I don't know if it's a real town or not. I haven't looked that up. And Tim Matheson plays a crusty country doctor, and she becomes his nurse, and that's the entire medical team for this small town. And it's about the life and times of her and the medical practice and her new boyfriend who runs the local restaurant / bar, Jack, and the people in the family around. And it's kind of got a semi-Stargate connection because Martin Wood is a director. Terrell Rothery plays one of the women in the community. And even Michael Shanks made a guest appearance the first season.
Oh, okay.
So Martin Wood brought some of his favorite people from Stargate in. The music is fantastic. I've mentioned Virgin River before.
Yeah.
But I wanted to update everybody on Season 3. Season 3 is a little soapier than Season 1 and 2. But if you're hooked on it and you're hooked on the characters and the relationships, it is one of the best kinds of shows. And it's sort of like another show I'm going to mention, Chesapeake Shores.
Okay.
So when I ran out of time on Virgin River, I discovered that there was another show that Martin Wood was involved with in developing and directing called Chesapeake Shores. And that is on Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been on for about 5 years. And it stars Megan Ory, Jesse Metcalf, and Treat Williams. You may recognize him.
Yeah.
It's about a young woman who returns after leaving her home, Chesapeake Shores, to go off to New York to become a financial analyst. And then she comes home this 16 years later to visit her family and help her sister out with her bed and breakfast. And the family kind of gets back together again because her brother returns from the army having been injured. And there's the three sisters and two sons. And so it's sort of a hierarchy. It's like Dallas. It's sort of like I know that's a bad word for some people, but it's a family show about generations.
Okay.
And relationships between the people and things that they're doing. One of the sons is working on becoming an attorney. And they're all finding new girlfriends and boyfriends.
Oh, yeah.
They're in their 20s and 30s.
Okay. Lots of breakup and makeup and yeah. That sort of thing.
Megan Ory's new boyfriend is a country western singer. He's got Nashville connections, and she's in a custody fight with her husband, ex-husband. And it sounds kind of soapy and dreary, but the photography is awesome and the acting is awesome. Sometimes it gets a little cheesy, But and it's not as good as Virgin River, but Martin Wood was involved at least in season one.
Yeah.
I saw touches of his work in the direction and the writing.
Okay. And so
if you like Virgin River and you run out of gas on it and you're looking for something that's like that,
yeah,
I'd recommend Chesapeake Shores.
And if the name Megan Ori sounds familiar, it might be because she was on Once Upon a Time. She played Ruby on Once Upon a Time, if you remember that show. Which only strikes me because I watch Murder, She Wrote over on the Hallmark Channel, and they advertised Chesapeake Shores during that a lot. And I'm like, hey, I know her from Once Upon a Time. And so that's why that one is one that sounds familiar to me. So I'm going to jump in here with a pick. And I know this is going to sound a little bit odd, but it's The Muppet Show. Because The Muppet Show is available on Disney Plus, and it's all 5 seasons of The Muppet Show. If you wanted to go purchase them in disc form, you can only get seasons 1 through 3 on DVD. But you can watch all 5 seasons on Disney Plus. And there's a whole podcast series about like how some of the stuff is different, why some of them are different than the other things. There are a couple of episodes I think that they don't have available on Disney Plus. But if you've been looking for season 4 and season 5, the only way you were able to see them is through Disney Plus. And The Muppet Show is family entertainment in that there are jokes in there that the adults in the room will enjoy, and there's like pratfalls and broad sort of basic funny things that are funny that younger people will enjoy. So it's really something everybody can watch. It's not sort of what seems to be the current definition of family entertainment, which is we made stuff for kids, so we know the parents can watch too, so we're going to call it family entertainment. Like, this is actually for everybody. There's subtle wordplay jokes and things that are funny to folks who are older, and then there's stuff that's in there for kids as well, and a lot of it is pretty fun. And I think at least some of the episodes, what's called the UK sketch, is included in that, because in the olden days there were fewer minutes of advertising on UK television than there were in the US. And so if they made a show for the US, which they always did, if they made the show for the US, they would come up short when they wanted to air that show in the UK. So they would come up with this other little bit. It's usually Rolf at the piano playing a song, some funny little thing. And but they're always really fun little sketches of stuff. And those are all available over on Disney Plus. So that's one that I'm going to recommend, because what makes it entertaining to watch now is very different than what made it entertaining to watch when I was young. And so it's kind of fun to sort of rediscover some of the stuff that like flew over my head when I was really little. So I appreciate, and I've just sort of loved The Muppets forever. So that was going to always be a pick for me. So I'm really glad to see that the bulk of it is available now for people to watch. So
it's good for your mental health too.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, because it's nice to sort of watch something, and they're all, you know, one-off. Like, you don't have to worry about, like, if you watch something from season 5, it's going to be fine. If you watch something from season 1, you're not going to be confused about what's happening. Like, the premise is basically the same in all of them. And all of the guest hosts are very, very different in a lot of ways. So, you know, like, Gene Kelly appeared on an episode of The Muppet Show. Alice Cooper appeared on an episode of The Muppet Show. Elton John appeared. They had Mumenschantz, the puppet troupe. They've got, like, all kinds of really interesting people that show up over there. So it's a lot of fun. So The Muppet Show.
Gene Kelly?
Yeah, Gene Kelly was on The Muppet Show.
Singing in the Rain, Gene Kelly?
Singing in the Rain, Gene Kelly. Yeah.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite episodes, as a matter of fact, because they all sit backstage and sing Inchworm, and it's... Okay, I'm going to stop, because I will just reenact the whole thing right here on the podcast, so that's not why we're here. But there's the Star Wars episode where Luke Skywalker shows up the week that Mark Hamill is guest hosting, but they never see each other, and, like, there's a whole thing that goes on with that. It's super great. So if you... And there's a lot of, like, physical comedy in that I think sometimes gets overlooked when people talk about The Muppet Show. But yeah, and if you ever want to see somebody who was tailor-made to be a guest on The Muppet Show, late 70s Elton John appearing as a guest on The Muppet Show is perfection. I'm just here to tell you. It was fantastic. It's a really, really good episode. Anyway, so That's one of my picks. So let's get another one of yours, John.
All right, so the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel, if you look in Apple TV and look in the channel stream, you'll see HBO, you'll see Hallmark Now. And Hallmark Now is actually Hallmark Mysteries and Movies.
Oh, okay.
And they have a series of mysteries that are many episodes. So there's the Picture Perfect Mysteries, there's the Fixer Upper Mysteries, there's the Darrow and Darrow Mysteries, there's the morning Show Mysteries, nothing to do with Apple's Morning Show.
Yeah.
And there is the Haley Dean Mysteries, starring Kelly Martin.
Okay.
Which we've been watching lately. A few are free and a few are in-app purchase. Mm-hmm. Haley Dean is played by Kelly Martin, is one of the Hallmark regulars.
Yeah.
And she plays an ex-DA prosecutor who is fed up with her job and decides to become a therapist. Who's ever done that, right? And ends up getting involved with her district attorney friends through various means, and an investigator friend gets involved in these mysteries. And Kelly Martin is cute as a button and does a really good job. Along with all these mysteries are really good, the ones I just mentioned. But the one that we've been watching lately is Haley Dean Mysteries, and I highly recommend it. So
okay.
They're fun, they're well done, they're well written. And they're sort of like British, almost British in the sense that they're not real obvious about what's going on. You have to really follow along and think about what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that sense, they're a bit challenging and keep your attention because they work their way along in ways that, you know, keep your attention, but also keep you guessing about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I like a show like that once in a while where you have to pay a little bit of attention and kind of keep up if you want to follow along with what's happening. I kind of like shows like that, so that's good.
Yeah, what was that movie we saw with Daniel Craig?
Knives Out.
What is it?
Knives Out. Yes.
Yeah, these Hallmark mysteries are a lot like Knives Out. Great characters, great casting, absorbing, intriguing, follow along, get
yeah,
involved.
But does anyone in the Haley Dean mysteries put on iPod headphones and sing along to Liza Minnelli singing Losing My Mind? This is my question.
But in the last episode of Virgin River, episode 10, Doc Mullins is being taught by one of his young friends how to use AirPods.
Before we do more TV picks, I just want to take a minute and tell you about SimpliSafe, who is our sponsor this week. SimpliSafe's founders, Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, designed their first security system in their kitchen after friends had their home broken into. They just wanted a system that was easy to set up and use, and they've now been doing that for more than 15 years. If you've ever tried to get or set up a security system, you know it can get complicated, overwhelming, and expensive really fast. SimpliSafe has a passion for protection that shows in their products and in their customer interaction. Trained experts are ready to take your call, whether it's to set up or configure the system, or if it's an actual emergency. My listeners can save 20% on a SimpliSafe system and get the first month free when you sign up for interactive monitoring service. Just go to simplisafe.com/TDO, spend a couple of minutes, it's really only a couple, and customize a system to protect your home and family. That's SimpliSafe.com/TDO, and we'd like to thank SimpliSafe for sponsoring the show today.
There's another Hallmark movie under the romance section called A Novel Romance with one of my favorite actresses, Amy Acker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story about a best-selling romance novelist who has a hidden identity, and he's planning to reveal who he really is in concert with his publisher. And he runs into Amy Acker, who doesn't quite yet know his real identity, and he's concerned about her knowing who he really is.
Oh,
because
okay.
Then he won't, you know, he's afraid that she'll just be after him because
yeah.
He's such a famous novelist.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some tension there as he both both keeps his identity hidden and is being forced by the publisher to reveal it. And then, of course, there's that Hallmark moment when she finds out who he really is. And there's a big breakup. It's something called a novel romance. It's a,
of course.
It's a charming, romantic love affair. Good movie.
All right.
And Amy Acker is a great actress.
Yeah, she is. She's very good. So, yeah, that sounds like a good one. Now, I'm going to put in a brief plug here for something I know John has tried that didn't take. I know you bounced off it pretty hard, but I am enjoying the second season of Ted Lasso. In fact, a new episode came out on Friday. I have enjoyed it. And all I'm going to say is that the thing I appreciate.
So I reach for my barf bag.
I know. Here's the thing that I appreciate about this season so far, though, is a lot more stuff can happen because we know who everybody is and kind of what their deal is. And so we don't have to have a bunch of setup or anything. So I'm enjoying it for that reason. And I just kind of want to put that out there. If you are a person who is not watching that, it's half an hour. You may want to try it out. It's kind of fun. And I'm going to put in a bonus pick here for a show on Disney Plus called What If? And here's why. Because it's animated. So it's, you know, it's about time we got something from a comic book that looked like a comic book, right? This is based on a series that Marvel has called What If? And what they do is they take a story that is known and they sort of flip it sideways. So the first episode is, what if it was Peggy Carter who got the super soldier serum and not Steve Rogers? And what would happen if it was her instead of him? And so they tell this story, and it's they're like half hour ish episodes. So that's the first. And they tell you the premise right up front. Like, I'm not giving anything away by telling you this is what happens. So and the second episode is when the Ravagers from Guardians of the Galaxy come to Earth and come to pick up Ego's son. What if they had picked up T'Challa, who is Black Panther, instead of Peter Quill, who becomes Star-Lord? So what if T'Challa, who's Black Panther, actually was sort of put in the role of Star-Lord? Like, what would happen if that were the case? And so watching these is a fun little thought exercise. So if you've enjoyed the Marvel movies, you know everything, any of the Marvel movies, you know everything you need to know about going in and watching one of these. So the first one is pretty close to, it's the story of Captain America, the First Avenger. So if you like Captain America Marvel movie, you can watch that first episode and enjoy seeing how everything is a little bit different than it was when you watched the film. You don't have to know anything about the comic books to enjoy these. These are all based on Marvel movie plot lines and characters, and, you know, what if this particular Marvel plot line went a different way? So I enjoy them for that reason. I think they're a lot of fun, and so you can check those out over on Disney Plus. And they're very fun, and the bulk of the people who are doing the voice acting of these characters in the animated series are the people who were the voices in the movie. So Peggy Carter is voiced by Hayley Atwell.
Oh, one of my favorite actresses. I liked her in Agent Carter.
Yes.
It only lasted 2 years.
That was my complaint about the episode that featured her, was it made me sad all over again that there were not more seasons of Agent Carter for me to enjoy. Like, that was my big complaint about that episode.
Can you get those on Disney Plus and the Marvel Channel?
I think they're still Netflix. I think.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what, though, is I will find out and I will put a link to Agent Carter in the show notes for everyone to check out. If you haven't checked out Agent Carter and did enjoy her character in the films, or if you just want to check it out, it's a lot of fun. So,
do we have time for one more high five?
We do.
Did I mention Raya and the Last Dragon?
I don't think so.
Raya and the Last Dragon was available on Disney when it first came out for about $30. So we waited and waited and waited, and it's finally available on Disney Plus for free. And it's animated, and it's along the lines of Frozen. If you like Frozen and Frozen 2, you'll like Raya and the Last Dragon. Great animation, great storytelling. I won't go into detail about it, but if you've heard about Rey and the Last Dragon and you have kids, or you're a kid at heart, or you just like Disney animated movies, this is one of the best. I really enjoyed Rey and the Last Dragon.
Excellent. I have that on my list to watch. I just haven't watched it yet, so I'm going to have to move that up the list based on your recommendation.
Let me know when you watch it. I want to talk to you about it.
Yes, I will do that. But that is going to do it for us today. I hope we've given you some great picks. If you have some picks, if there's stuff that you think John needs to investigate further, or if you want to let both of us know about something that maybe is on the Hallmark Channel that John has not yet watched, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, at TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. John, thanks so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So glad you're here. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.